Good morning, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Tom Gordon, and this Sunday I have the podcast. Today I have with me a guest. I've got Andy Lucchini, the Director of Development Marketing Events and Community Outreach from Carroll County Youth Service Bureau. So good morning, Andy. Can you give me a little bit of background as to what you do over at Youth Service Bureau? Obviously, with a title like that, you've got a lot that you obviously accomplish in helping the community.
Yeah, you're right. It is quite a title. So I'm responsible for fundraising, any kind of fundraising that our office does, marketing, which is, you know, print, social media. I also work very closely with all of the area and other nonprofits and our partners that we have throughout the county, and I work on special events.
Okay, I appreciate you giving us a little bit of background. So can you tell me a little bit about Carroll County Youth Service Bureau? What do they do? What's their history?
Absolutely. So Carroll County Youth Service Bureau has actually been around since 1972, so that's over 50 years. And a lot of people call us our Carroll County's best kept secret, and we don't want to be, but not a lot is always known about our agency. What we do is we are an outpatient mental health and substance use service agency. We are a nonprofit organization, and we are funded by the state of Maryland, Carroll County government, private foundations, Medicare, medical assistance, private insurance, and of course, fees for service. And we are very thankful for our community and for all the support that we receive funding-wise.
And obviously you're, as you said, you might be a secret, not that I think that's totally accurate, but definitely something that's seriously needed in our community is those type of services and access to those services for those that live in our community. One of the things you do have in your title, though, is talking about special events. So, you know, let's talk a little bit about nonprofit fundraising here in Carroll County. Can you tell me a little bit more about the significance of that in relationship to CCYSB and some of the things that you all do at CCYSB in regards to fundraising?
Absolutely. So fundraising is really important, and it's a strategic tool that nonprofits can use to create experiences that connect their supporters and generate revenue through sponsorships, ticket sales. It also allows your organization to fund its mission. Basically paying for, you know, your programs, making improvements that'll benefit your clients. And really, it's an incredible marketing tool. I hate to use the word tool, but it really is. It's spreading the word about what we do. And that's really important for our agency.
Understood. So you have an event coming up in February, the chocolate ball. When did the event begin, and sort of why is it called that, and what's sort of the background information regarding this wonderful event in Carroll County?
Right. So we, as many people know, there are several events that occur throughout the county for various organizations like Starry Night, for the community college and the hospital's auxiliary ball. Our event is called the Chocolate Ball. And that was started, I would say, around 2008. I was actually working for the school system at the time with Dr. Chuck Ecker, who, as many people, you know, may know, has passed away now. But he was incredibly special to me. We had a great relationship. And I remember him bringing me into his office. And he decided that basically he gave me about 6 months and said, you know what, Andy, you're going to have a fundraising event. It's going to be called the Chocolate Ball. It's going to happen on February 14th, Valentine's Day in 2009. And that's how it began. And that was basically the meeting. And he said, make it happen. So I've made it happen since then. And the Chocolate Ball, we ended up closing down the Education Foundation due to some economic reasons. We had some serious economic problems in our country shortly thereafter. And I ended up switching over, working for Carroll County Youth Service Bureau while finishing out my job with the school system. And the school system gifted the chocolate ball to Carroll County Youth Service Bureau. So it's stuck with me. And I think this is my 16th chocolate ball, something like that.
Well, it's great to see that it survived and has flourished since early inception of it. So as a guest, what would I experience attending the event? And, you know, in other words, obviously, what kind of comes with the ticket price? What's the evening like?
So this event is a little bit different than other events in that you are up and about and moving around. You are not seated at a, you are seated at a table, but you're not required to sit at that table all night. You're going to get up. You're going to watch a traveling magician. You're going to listen to a live jazz band all night and dance. You're going to get up and get your meal and choose your choose what you have to eat. There is obviously chocolate everywhere. There's also a live auction, a silent auction, the county's foremost balloon raffle. There is a photo booth. There's lots of activities. There's things to do. It's great for networking as well. A lot of people really enjoy it because they get to meet people that they maybe haven't seen in a while, or they make new friends. It's quite an event. I must say, I would love to be a guest.
So it sounds very experiential in the sense of all the different pieces going on versus, say, a traditional gala or a ball type event.
Right.
So got a lot of activity. Definitely sounds like a lot of fun. So with the chocolate ball, who do you work with to pull off an event of this magnitude?
Well, that's where I'm really fortunate. I work with a lot of local vendors as my partners, and they are partners in every sense of the word. Liberatories of Eldersburg and Dante, they do the catering, and it's exquisite, and it is their favorite event to host each year. Jeannie Bird Baking Company does decadent desserts, and I can't always, Bernie is just amazing. House of Liquors is a partner with us. We have several local vendors that we work with. The main event, they're all amazing, so I'm very fortunate, and they help me out every step of the way.
Sounds like a very broad community-based and supported event, even with your vendors and sponsors and such. So if someone's coming to this event, you know, attire-wise, what does a guest wear, and, you know, where does this event occur? You know, is there any details you can kind of give me on that?
Oh, absolutely. So the event always occurs at the same place. We've had it at the Portico at St. John Church. It's always held the Saturday closest to Valentine's Day, but not afterwards. And this time it happens to fall on February 10th of 2024. It starts at 6:30 and ends at 11 o'clock at night. And as a guest, for men, I would say pretty much a suit to a tux, whatever you feel like wearing. You don't have to rent a tux. We just want you to be comfortable, not jeans, of course. And for a woman, I see everything from ball gowns to cocktail dresses to dress suits. So it's a semi-formal event.
Okay, that's great to know. So with the chocolate ball, obviously, you know, it's a very successful event. It's been going on for quite some time now. With all the proceeds raised, how is that utilized with CCYSB?
Right. So some people have heard about how other nonprofit agencies, not local ones, but some of the bigger nonprofit agencies that do fundraising, a lot of their money does go to administrative expenses and those kinds of costs. What I love about our event here is that every cent goes to fund Youth Service Bureau, our programs, and directly funds those in need throughout Carroll County, people who need mental health, substance use services. Every cent goes right to that after all of our expenses, which is not that high because, again, we're working with partners who want to support our agency.
That's fantastic. It's always good to hear that. I know sometimes it's rather disappointing when you learn that organizations on a national level you may support and realize that that money's not really helping in the manner in which you would hope it would. So if I was looking to purchase, say, a ticket, or, you know, sponsorship levels, could you give me a little bit of additional information as to how I would go about doing that?
Right. So actually, you can go right to our website. It's ccysb.org. If you would like to type in, do a Google search, you could type in CCYSB chocolate ball. It'll find it. Very easy to find. We have an incredible website that is very, very easy to navigate.
Oh, that's great. Also, like sponsorship-wise, I know we sort of had touched on that briefly. What type of sponsorships do you offer for this event?
We offer sponsorships in many different, what I like to call, flavors. Everything from a sponsorship that'll get you two tickets to sponsorships that'll get you a full table. And the wonderful thing about sponsorships is that not only does an organization or a company or a person get a lot of benefits for that sponsorship during the event, but it also gives more money to our organization through the sponsorship. And you can have that portion of your sponsorship basically, you can designate it to a specific program that speaks to you for CCYSB, and I can talk to anybody that wants to contact me about that.
That's fantastic. I think it's always great when, you know, as a supporter of any organization, you have that ability to not only just contribute and donate, but see, you know, if you have funds that you actually want to see go to certain types of projects or individuals. That's always wonderful to see that opportunity. If there's anybody that wants to donate more and just in general to CCYSB outside of the Chocolate Ball, how would they go about doing that?
Again, they can go directly to our website, ccysb.org. There's a Make a Gift section, very easy to find. You could even type in CCYSB Make a Gift in Google in a search. And we appreciate every donation. Again, we're a nonprofit agency, and we need every cent we can get.
Well, I truly appreciate you coming in and taking the time to give us some information, not only on Youth Service Bureau, but obviously the Chocolate Ball, which will be coming up February 10th. And I know I myself better go run and grab a ticket now. So for anybody interested, definitely please check out this worthy event and this worthy nonprofit, which is one of just many in our wonderful county. Thank you.
You're welcome.